Michigan garnered national attention Thursday due to armed protesters at the state capitol. On the line with us here on WEMU right now is Ann Arbor area State Senator Jeff Irwin, who was on the Senate floor when a lot of this was going down. First of all, thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
One headline I read was anti-lockdown protesters armed with rifles storm Michigan Capitol as lawmakers wearing bulletproof vests vote against extending Governor Gretchen Whitmer's state of emergency. Is that accurate?
Wow, that's a dramatic headline.
Yes, very dramatic.
I'm not sure if it's strictly accurate or not, because, of course, I arrived in session at 10 a.m. or actually a little bit before that. And, you know, I was in the Senate chambers or, you know, kind of just milling around kind of the sort of back hallways for the last 9 hours. And I don't really know what happened in the rest of the Capitol or in the House chambers, but I did hear that there was an effort by some folks to kind of muscle their way onto the House chambers at one point. And I also heard that there was, you know, some scuffles up near the gallery, but I wasn't there to see it. So it happened in the House, not the Senate. We were over on the Senate side that entire time, waiting to see what exactly the Republicans were going to bring forward in response to the governor. Ultimately, you know, they've been pushing for a rejection of the governor's executive or emergency declarations. And so we were really focused on that policy.
So was anything finalized? Did both the House and the Senate agree and vote in favor of something to send to the governor? Where are we on all of that?
Yeah, the House and Senate did send one bill to the governor's desk that she has promised to veto. They also passed a resolution indicating that they were going to authorize the expenditure of money to hire lawyers to sue the governor, because they made it very clear during session today that they oppose the governor's actions, that the Republicans do not want to reauthorize the governor's emergency declaration, and that they intend to sue the governor to stop her from continuing to, you know, use the emergency declaration to take swift action to respond to the crisis. And so I expect that that is going to result in a long and expensive lawsuit, and maybe next year we'll find out exactly where the boundaries of this 1976 emergency declaration law extends. But the governor also has powers not just under that act, but also under a 1945 act, because the legislature has now twice through our state's history said, we understand that we control the purse strings. We understand that we have to be involved in the writing of statutes, but we also understand that sometimes there are emergencies. And when there is a genuine emergency, we need to have the executive possessing the powers to act swiftly to address emergent needs. And that the legislature is particularly bad, as we've shown time and time again, at acting in an emergency or dealing with anything emergent. Now, that's what we did today. We essentially attacked, you know, the governor's actions over the course of the last several weeks and took actions to try to hire lawyers to fight her in the courts.
How do you feel about, as a representative of the state of Michigan and all that is happening right now with this global health crisis that we're in and how it's become so political in Michigan's state capitol?
Yeah, well, I'm embarrassed on behalf of the Michigan Senate and the state of Michigan, because I think that what's being shown around the world are these, you know, scuffles and, you know, people, you know, seeming to try to intimidate, you know, flying Confederate flags, which we saw again around the Capitol lawn. So that's very, very disappointing. And, you know, I certainly want all of your viewers to know that I opposed the legislation that was advanced in the Senate, you know, when it came to the idea of spending our precious dollars in a public health and budgetary crisis to sue the governor to try to take away her power to act swiftly in a crisis. I think that is just asinine. And it's a terribly poor decision to waste money on that when we should be focusing on helping the governor address this crisis. And what I told my colleagues on the floor is that if you'd have come in here today, or if you'd have come to the Senate last week or the week before and said, we want to roll up our sleeves, we want to talk about getting more testing deployed, we want to talk about providing more PPE to our employees and our frontline workers, we want to talk about helping small businesses, we want to talk about you know, fixing the kinks in the unemployment system and making sure that more people get approved more quickly. If they want to talk about any of those things, I'm certain that the governor and the rest of us Democrats would roll up our sleeves and work with them. But instead, what they're proposing is ultimately just a political attack on the governor And spending public money on lawyers to try to punctuate that attack is just really disappointing to me. We're going to really struggle in the budget going forward in the state of Michigan as a result of this pandemic. And, you know, we've got teachers who need to get paid. We've got police officers. We've got corrections officers. We've got social workers providing human services. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of sacrifice going around the state of Michigan. And if this legislature is going to ask the people of Michigan and state employees to sacrifice, this legislature ought to be willing to make the political sacrifice to work with a governor of the opposing party.
Well, it is my understanding whether or not the legislature approves it, the governor still has the authority she needs to have a state of emergency. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's correct. But once again, there are two different laws that play into this. There's a law from the 40s that gives the governor emergency powers, and there's a law from the 70s. And in the law from the 70s, it said that the emergency declarations were to be made for 28 days. And the question is, can she declare another one at the end of that? And it's an unanswered question. No one's ever tested it in the courts. And, you know, apparently my colleagues feel so strongly that what the governor is doing right now is wrong, and that they don't like her phased reopening. They don't like the very detailed and comprehensive plans that she's rolled out. But rather than criticize them specifically, they are just trying to take away a future governor's power to act swiftly in an emergency. I mean, the only criticisms I've heard from my colleagues have mainly been about golfing and boating. You know, I think there's plenty. There's plenty to be speaking out about in the legislature right now about how we could be doing a better job of helping people in the state of Michigan. And once again, I'm sure that the governor would want to work with them on that. But instead, they're just playing politics.
At what point do you feel unsafe for your own personal situation? I mean, here at WEMU, we talk to a lot of infectious disease specialists and epidemiologists and experts. I mean, I interviewed Dr. Howard Markell the other day, who coined the term flattening the curve. So I've been connecting with a lot of different medical experts, and they say that you need to be 6 feet away, and you need to be wearing a mask, and you need to be washing your hands. And here you are. You've been on the Senate floor all day. I'm hearing there were hundreds of protesters there violating the stay safe order. Do you feel physically like you're going to be okay after all of this? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just wondering, you know?
No. But before I answer, I mean, let me say, I don't want to minimize other folks who I think are justifiably concerned about, you know, folks trying to intimidate them, or folks not obeying, you know, certain public health guidelines that could put other people at risk. I don't want to minimize that whatsoever. But in a straightforward answer to your question, I didn't feel fearful to go to the Capitol. I mean, I think that I'm one of a very small number of people who has a great honor to serve the people. And you know, if there is important business of the people to do in the Capitol, I think that the Capitol staff has done a good job of trying to maintain precautions and make sure there's lots of hand sanitizer everywhere. And I'm not personally feeling that I'm in danger. But, you know, having said that, when you're leading the Michigan Senate and you call everybody in at, you know, 10 a.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and keep us in there for many, many, many hours with no action, I think that's a mistake. It's a clear blunder in the context of this global pandemic. And I certainly would prefer if the leadership would, you know, try to work out what it was that they were going to put on the floor before they brought us in and had us sitting all together in a room and then sort of contemplated those actions for 7-8 hours before ever taking action and putting a vote on the board.
So what happens next?
Well, what happens next is that I expect that the governor will issue another emergency declaration as the law seems to give her the power to do. I think that she's going to continue with her planned, detailed reopening proposal that she laid out last week. I think that she's going to continue to modify that based on the facts and circumstances on the ground. And I think that, the state of Michigan is going to, you know, slowly work on reopening in a way that, makes sense based on the best advice that the governor is getting from her public health experts. I think that legislatively what's going to happen is that the legislature is going to continue to choke on its own blood. I mean, they don't know what to do, and hopefully they'll roll up their sleeves and get to work digging in to help people in the crisis. But I fear that based on everything I saw this week. The strategy is just going to be to litigate and send press releases.
Are you hearing a lot from your Ann Arbor constituents?
You know, I am, and also my Ypsilanti constituents, yeah, and my Saline constituents, and my Milan constituents. And, you know, I'm pretty active on Twitter and Facebook and all of that. And so, you know, I like to interact with people. I like to be open about sort of what I'm thinking and be very communicative about what's happening in the chamber. And so I'm hearing from a lot of people all the time from all over the state.
State Senator Jeff Irwin, thank you so much for joining us here on WEMU. Please come back anytime and share any more information you have for our listeners.
Thank you so much. A lot of important things are happening in Lansing, and I always appreciate the opportunity to bring it to your listeners.